Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bunched up at the line of scrimmage, Rodgers keeps, steps up, and throws high and caught, and the catch is good by Robert Tonyan.
Do you have a sense that they are better at the scramble, that you have confidence in them, or does this offensive scheme help in those instances?
I think it's, I was thinking coming in the game that just based on their athleticism and their ability to cover folks, there's going to be a couple off-schedule plays I just needed to make. One of them was on a screen pass. You know, just kind of moving and throwing. One I threw a left-handed one to Trey. And then obviously Bobby had a nice play on the adjustment. We've done that for a long time around here. It's just, with a really good front, with the crowd noise, and with, them dropping seven and locking on the guys, you're going to have some off-schedule plays.
That's Aaron Rodgers, the question asked by our own Mike Clemens in the highlight, courtesy of my man Joe Buck, and I'm glad we didn't have to hear Troy Aikman. Mike Clemens joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's brought to you by Pottawatomie. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Mike Clemens, you ask him that question, Aaron Rodgers gives you one of the most upfront answers. Yeah, he knew there were going to be a couple of plays he had to make that were going to be off script.
And people are wondering if, there's a drop-off with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm here to tell you, if you saw the pressure he's under, he should have gone down on that play and instead left-handed shovel pass to Trey Carson, or should have gone down in the middle of the pocket and instead flicks that ball about 35 yards down the sideline, a dart, a laser, that Robert Tonyan, second-year tight end, pulls in for a big gain. That's quintessential. That's 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still got that. And you could see him still moving around as well. So I think that was an important point and two huge plays to see out of Sunday's game against the Cowboys.
Mike, also one play that's got everybody talking is just the absolutely ridiculous roughing the passer call on first-round pick Rashawn Gary.
It's happening all around the league, too. I mean, Clay Matthews had one, and then Rashawn Gary showing his speed. That's another guy that's had a lot of people doubting him. And I think some of the things I want to do as we lead up to our pregame for Monday Night Football against the Lions is I want to talk to some of these players that we haven't talked to that much so that listeners get a better chance or a feel for what these guys are like. And so we asked Rashawn Gary today what he thought about that call.
I had to look back at tape to see. I remember I was trying to swipe at the ball, and I ended up hitting his helmet, but I didn't even know I hit his helmet during the play.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He, barely touched it. He just, barely grazed it, Mike. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and there's an interesting thing going on right now between the refs and the coaches, this pass interference challenge call. Mm-hmm. After the egregious mistake of not calling pass interference on the Rams against the Saints in the NFC Championship game,
mm-hmm.
they weren't going to do anything. And then at the NFL player meetings, the coaches insisted we have to have some control over this. We're not going to lose our jobs or a trip to the Super Bowl over a damn horribly missed call. So now the refs are kind of like, the refs are tired of getting yelled at by coaches. The refs want a little bit more respect back from these teams. But the rules have become so convoluted, and it's so frustrating for the football coaches and the players who just want to play football, and the refs are in the middle of all this. And so you see these refs, unless it's a clear and questionable call that was missed or something, they're not going to review it. So the coach has got to throw his challenge flag. There is no more even keel guy running an NFL team than Jason Garrett, and for this guy to flip off and start dropping F bombs to refs and getting a penalty for that, that shows you how bad the problem is that the league needs to address. And I just, that's something I picked up on over the weekend talking to people down in Dallas.
Mike, how different does this culture seem in that defensive side of the locker room? Aaron talked about it a little bit later on in his press conference after the game this week. Just about what those Smith guys have done, kind of creating a different culture with the defense in that room.
When Za'Darius Smith, brought in from the Ravens, was elected team captain after week one, after they beat the Bears, something that LaFleur came up with. Let's have some permanent captains besides weekly captains. And then Za'Darius comes up with a big sack on Joe Flacco after the Broncos game. I went to his locker right after the game. I said, Za'Darius, not only are you making big plays, but, you know, you're including the hometown fans. And he told me, I asked Coach this week, LaFleur, he said, let me help you with that third down thing, man. Let me have our guys celebrate. And you guys can make videos of that, and you can play that up on the scoreboard. I said, really? Yeah. Yeah, I went to the coach. So that's where you got the photo session thing and some of these other things where they're being creative and the rules let these guys celebrate. Why not use it? Why not have some swagger? It's fun, and it gets momentum going in the locker room. And so for Rashawn Gary, in a way, it's taken pressure off of the first-round pick, like he's supposed to have six sacks by now. And he was asked to have guys like Za'Darius and Preston sort of taking that pressure off you being the number one pick.
Man, I'm here to play ball, man. I'm here to play ball. And pressure, we into the season. I'm not worried about none of that, man. Football's football. I'm here to play football. And, you know, having, you know, P and Z, you know, leading the way, I'm happy to join that. And I told him I'm going to be part of the fun. So, you know, just save some for me when I get there.
Save some for me when I get there. That sounds like dinner, Mike, when I know that I'm going to be a little bit late.
Right.
What about the interception by your guy, Shandon Sullivan, number 39? I liked the celebration, but going into the year, Mike, into preseason, I got to lie. I can't lie. I didn't know much about Shandon.
Well, and it's another one of these guys, too, that, you know, the Packers, that I mean, they keep on stirring the roster. Today they worked out over a dozen players, and they signed another tight end to the practice squad, Ethan Wolf, a kid who's been with the Titans, 6'6", 252 pounds. Shandon Sullivan is a guy that had been with the Eagles last year, got released, so the Packers signed him May 1st, and by the third week of training camp, you saw this guy making plays on Aaron Rodgers in practice like he made the other day against Dak Prescott. Here's Randall Cobb going down the hash and then coming back on kind of a hook, and he's wide open. He's beat his man on a comeback, and Dak is making the correct throw. He just doesn't see Shandon Sullivan off to the side by the sideline, make this leaping interception and pick the ball off. And again, this is another one of these guys I want to sort of introduce the listeners to, because they're like, yeah, who is this guy? Shandon Sullivan was with the Eagles last year, got a couple of games in, and now is a guy that has really broke through in Mike Patton's defense. He talked about that first pick.
A little bit of both, you know, just studying, seeing what his tendencies are. And we knew, you know, everybody knows we play a lot of man coverage. It's not a secret. So we tried to make it look like man, and really was covered too. You know, he gave me a chance to make play on my first job. I'm the hook player, so I kind of wanted to reroute to get to the numbers and just play my hook area. But, you know, the back release to the flat, so I kind of wanted to play with him, make it seem like I was going to jump it. And then when he saw me go like this, he tried to throw it right behind me, and I was able to, you know, come back around and make the play.
And it was a heck of a play, Mike. I mean, a leaping interception in the end zone. To be able to bait a little bit like that, that takes some savvy from a young player.
And then he takes the ball, and he hits his knees and looks to the sky and holds the ball in his right hand. And someone clever on Twitter thought, man, that looks just like Nick Collins when he got his pick and returned for a six against the Steelers in that same stadium, you know, when they won the Super Bowl 10 years ago. And so now this is interesting. You know, how does Matt LaFleur make the difference? Because I don't think he's a rah-rah speech guy, but you guys were talking earlier about, again, here we watch this videotape of the third quarter. Aaron Rodgers comes off the field. He's frustrated they didn't convert on third down. What the difference is, a Mike McCarthy or these other coaches, they don't go and talk to that player. But Matt LaFleur bird dogs these dudes. And I told you, he did this during OTAs to Jimmy Graham with his foot in a boot. You know, Jimmy Graham makes the wrong cut, and he's out there, and he goes, no, no, no. No, he runs up there and gets in Jimmy Graham, veteran's face, said, no, you have to cut here and this way. And I remember me telling you that that's kind of Pop Warner, man. Isn't that something your position coach should be doing? That's the way Matt LaFleur is. So he's seeking it out. So he's going to talk to these guys in the sideline. That's what gets that whole bad body language issue going up. You know, between Rodgers and him.
Uh-huh.
Remember, you used to talk about body language? Nobody apparently cares about that in this team. They'll just yell and work it out. And right now, I don't think it's disrespect. So they get back to Shannon Sullivan and his celebration to Nick Collins, and he said, you know why? He says, it's this picture that's right out the door here. These are these new pictures that Matt LaFleur has put up all around that facility of more contemporary things that happened. And right outside the door of the locker room is Nick Collins in the Super Bowl. And so Shannon thought, I'll do the same thing. Here's what he said.
You walk out there and you see the picture right there, so it was kind of in my mind already. And then, like, when I got to celebrate, like, when celebration, me and T and a couple of DBs had some things planned. And I was like, man, nah, we not doing that. So I just ran and did that. So it was just kind of cool because I found out it was at, like, the same stadium, kind of same area of the field. So it was just kind of unique paying homage.
That is awesome stuff, Mike. That is great. Everyone thought that they were taking these pictures down, and it was going to be, oh, my goodness, we're not going to see Johnny Blood McNally anymore.
Right.
Instead, you're seeing guys that these dudes probably remembered watching that Super Bowl. That's a
perfect example.
Great stuff.
He saw that, yeah. One other quick thing I learned about from Dallas, if I got a minute here.
Yeah, for sure, Mike.
Joe Zinzel and I went to the Star, the Cowboys' brand new facilities.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Frisco.
I thought that was like a different In-N-Out burger that he
had. Yeah. Well, that was along the way.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I've sort of been on this tour. You know, when Packers played the Falcons, I went early and I went down to Flowery Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Blank, billionaire, Target, successful. You know, I mean, he wanted everything he did in business. He owns half of Atlanta. He knows all the bankers.
Home Depot, yeah.
He wins. Yeah, that's right, Home Depot.
Yeah.
He influences all these bank investors to invest in Flowery Branch. They're beautiful facilities there, state of the art, and the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, right? Can't win a Super Bowl. Ziggy Wolf, you ride in the elevator with him after the Vikings just lost to the Packers. Ziggy Wolf, Target, billionaire. All these guys are just so successful at how to make millions of dollars, and he's built a brand new facility that, quite frankly, might be better than the Packers in Eagan, Minnesota. This draws free agents. This draws coaches. This draws all kinds of other interests. It's a better place for your players. These owners that are spending billions to take away all the excuses to make it the best place to play and work in the NFL. And Jerry has done the same thing with this place called the Star, with the chandeliers, a football field where the kids can play on, a half dozen high-class restaurants, and Titletown is right there with them. What's even better about Titletown, it's across the street from the stadium, mm-hmm. It's not 20 minutes away. And it's a revenue source for these teams as well. But at the end of the day, when you ride down the elevator with Ziggy Wolf and he lost, or you ride down the elevator with
John Elway.
John Elway. And he leans over after he watches Joe Flacco throw another pass to the sideline. He leans over to one of his dudes in the elevator and says, too many dumped off balls, man. Like, why isn't he taking shots? We're down by two touchdowns. Too many dumped off passes. At the end of the day, I think it's been so interesting. You've been around Wes Edens and Mark Lasry, Mark Ananasio, billionaires, really smart guys. They buy these teams, and they can't win a championship. You know, you got to have the right coach. You got to have the right players. You got to have so much. They're so successful with all these other incredible achievements that they've made, and it's just so humbling. It's no different than your fantasy football team and how hard it is for them to win these games on Sundays. And to go to these places and be around these guys, you know, in the press box, around the stadium,
mm-hmm.
It just becomes even more clear how passionate, if there's anything that they can accomplish in their life, is to have a chance to hold up one of those trophies and how hard it is to get one.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Incredible stuff. Glad you're back safe, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. Get ready for Monday Night Football.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens. It's gaming. It's fun. It's spas. It's all happening at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.